So, with the cold hard facts out of the way, I'd like to confer with my panelists. Unfortunately, Nola had to step away because she wasn't feeling well, but I still have Maya here. So, Maya, say you sell puppies, and along comes somebody who represents a lot of people who would love to have your puppies, but do not want to pay the amount of money that you think is fair for the puppies. What would you do?
I just want my money because I wasted and get rid of food and that's all. I want my money.
Okay. Now what if they said, hey, we want the puppies, but we also want to go to Silverwood? What would you say?
I don't need that money.
All right, so if you don't get the money, they don't get the puppies, huh?
Yep.
All right. So, Maya, what if the person that did this, since you didn't give them the puppies for the money they wanted to pay for it, what if they tried to drop the prices to almost nothing by making all their friends not buy the puppies from you at all, and you were unable to buy puppy food, and as a result, the puppies were running away to find food? What would you do then?
Just after the puppies.
Well, the problem is, you can't sell the puppies because they're running away and nobody's there to buy them.
I'll go and hurry up and get them.
And then how are you going to sell them?
And then I'll make them do their cute face and then I don't want to go home.
All right. Okay, wrapping it up, are there any final thoughts you might have about the puppy exercise?
I want my money.
You want your money. Okay. All right. Well, that's our discussion. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it enlightened you in some way. Thanks for your time, and vaya con Dios.
What does that mean?
That means go with God. Hello, my name is Christopher Brown. Today I will be discussing the turbulent situation in Venezuela and its possible sources of conflict. I will be editing and redacting the content to fit an appropriate conversation with my panel, which includes my daughters, Maya, who is 7, and Nola, who is 5, who are both well-versed in juvenile conflict immersion. To start, I will give an abridged account of the history of conflict in Venezuela and Latin America, then returning to the events that led to current-day conflicts, and after which, I will open a dialogue with my panelists. While some of this content may be controversial, I will be focusing only on the evidence-based facts. The actions portrayed in this podcast are going to be referenced without a partisan leaning, as we all should stand behind the actions of our country, for better or worse, and not give in to this us-and-them mentality that has been thrust upon us by the media of late. United we stand, divided we shall fall. Venezuela, like most Latin American countries, has a history wrought with conflict and bloodshed. According to historyguy.com, their turbulent history began in 1811 when they proclaimed independence from Spain, ending the conflict by joining the nation of Grand Columbia, which disbanded 20 years later in 1831. There have been at least 19 conflicts since its independence, not including World War II. This history of conflict could have many fingers pointing at a country with a predilection for discord. But other factors exist besides just a history stained with crimson. Based on numbers from theconversation.com, more powerful countries such as Russia, China, and the US have created an economic environment that fosters a major hyperinflation of over 80,000%. The actual number could be around 380% based on the price of an average cup of Joe in Caracas. The skyrocketing prices of goods has made it nearly impossible for the average citizen to make a living, honestly. This has led to one of the biggest human displacement scenarios coming to life, with over 3 million people, or 10% of the population of Venezuela, retreating to a better life elsewhere. The interests of these foreign powers could be propinquity, as the U.S. has been an important player in the discord within Latin America, according to APnews.com. The U.S. has had at least 14 major engagements in Latin America since 1846. While nearness may be a factor for the United States, Latin America is not right next door to Russia or China. So Eurasian countries might be looking into getting a foothold into the Americas again. Another factor besides strategic placement against possible enemies is likely natural resources, such as oil, minerals, wood, and cheap labor. As the foreign powers are not just governmental, but corporate, and governments working on a corporate agenda. According to Stuart Schrader from items.ssrc.org, with all this back parlor politicking and mixed agendas, it's easy to see the average citizen not knowing which side is right and which side is wrong, let alone what is up and what is down. Kind of reminds me of our bipartisan system, but I digress.